Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks Podcast. This one is following on our podcast about Archie. Ryan is off in the house somewhere doing something, probably nefarious. That is kind of his style. But this time we are talking about Betty, the girl from Riverdale. And I'm guessing that this Riverdale thing, because it's, you know, there's periods between every letter. I'm guessing it has something to do with the man from UNCLE. But I could be wrong about that. Ryan will have to correct me on that, because there was a lot of stuff in these issues where it's like everybody's name would have like periods between every single letter. And I'm kind of like, I don't understand what's going on. What are these things referencing? Is it just like a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing? So anyway, in this issue of Betty, the girl from Riverdale, there's like some... it appears that there's like a supervillain who's trying to use fire to attack our protagonists, Archie and Betty. And he keeps getting like a little bit of success, but then it just ends up petering out and it fails. But then like they're not doing that much about it. Like they're trying to stop him. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm just not sure that I'm understanding the gist of this approach. Like what is actually going on here? I as I'm thinking about it more and more, I am leaning towards like this whole thing is like, there's some money laundering going on. Who is buying this? I don't know, but I did come across in this, that one that I referenced, the 400 pages of the best Archie comics for only $10. I guarantee you some people have sent things like this in and gotten some stuff out of that. Another thing that's interesting about the Archie comics is they've maintained like the 1930s car style. So like all the cars are like jalopies and stuff like that with like, you know, the things that look like bicycle wheels, but they're actual wheels for a car. I kind of like the style and the aesthetics a little bit. It's like reading a Blondie comic, Blondie and Dagwood. This goes back to Sunday comics because that's what I could afford because my dad always had the paper anyway. So, like, there's an awful lot of, like, Blondie comics kind of look to it, but there is some kind of superhero thing going on, and I just don't know what to think about
it. Hey, I'm back.
Oh, there's Ryan.
Trying to grab your book to show you for 2 months from now, probably, when we actually talk about it.
In the many weeks when Ryan finally gets through it. Yeah, so...
The Flame of Fear.
The Flame of Fear. Well, there's two... So, there's... You notice there's two of these. There's, like, the Flame of Fear.
Yeah, just like with the Archie.
Yeah, and then you get through that, and then there's another Flame of Fear. And, like, they're fighting this guy again, and he's, like, sneaking through a place trying to attack, I guess, the main guy that they have.
Okay.
But, like, what's going on here? I was commenting on, like, why does everybody's name have periods between them? Is that a man from UNCLE
thing? It is a UNCLE thing. Yes, okay. It is.
So I just don't understand the context. I'm only just vaguely aware of that because there was a TV show or something.
Right. Basically, it's like, you know, they don't want to say their real names.
Oh, okay.
Because they're under, you know, they're spies.
Oh, And that's how they protect their identities.
Correct.
So there's just a lot of tongue-in-cheek in this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's just tongue-in-cheek.
It's tongue-in-cheek, and it's fun. And, you know, this one has a happier ending than the Archie one.
Yeah, the guy gets arrested. They, like, actually catch the guy. So, like, Betty apparently is a much better spy than
And, like, they do Archie. All these things. Like, they do all these things to plan his demise, to catch him.
Yeah.
And the thing... they got a fire hose because he's on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Or has a fire hands or whatever.
He has like a fire
finger,
fire making capability. It's the sprinkler system.
The sprinkler system, and he does it to himself.
Yeah,
he puts his fist up like ha ha ha, I got you, and then
I got you now, you little rascals.
And they put the little
yeah.
And then Archie goes, man, he goes from hot to cool in a hurry.
It's not even a good one liner.
And then she says, ha, he got his fat, fiery fingers too close to the automatic sprinkling system. And everybody's laughing.
I'm just not sure that I understand what is going on here.
And then, like, the commissioner guy goes, thanks, crew. It'll be an asbestos cell for him while he tells us all about the latest CRUSH plans. And that's the bad guy. And then the ads in this one, there's like
a little bit of Maxwell thing. Smart in this too.
Oh yeah, you gotta be a fan of Get Smart. To laugh at this kind of stuff. This one does have a Sabrina ad in it, which Sabrina is and always has been an Archie character.
Oh really? That's where that came from?
Actually, did you ever watch the TV
show?
No,
I was aware of it. I had a cousin who was like obsessed with her when that first came out.
Melissa Joan Hart, obviously, playing Sabrina originally. If you watch the very first episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Melissa Joan Hart, not the Netflix Sabrina.
The new one.
Yeah. Which I do like, but no comment. The first thing she does is she's walking down a hall and she says, hey, Archie. And then the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
And they play on it, but they don't bring the character.
So it never.
No.
Okay, that's interesting, because she's not Betty or Veronica, so you know.
But she does actually play a huge part in Afterlife with Archie, which I talked about briefly in the last episode, because it is a very different Archie comic.
Hmm. See, when I saw that ad in the comic, I kind of just assumed, okay, this is a property that they acquired comic rights to because, like, I mean, it's affordable. But I was unaware that this was actually just kind of established in that universe already and had then branched out in the 90s to a TV show.
Yeah, she lives on the other side of the train tracks when it comes to Riverdale. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we really thought they were going to do something with it, with The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which is the Netflix show. Because they bought Riverdale for streaming rights.
Oh, okay.
From Warner Brothers.
And like you could unify these things and just capture.
And the tone is similar enough.
Yeah.
You know? I really thought it was going to happen. But
it didn't. And now we'll never have that.
Nope. Never going to have it. So I brought The Eye of the World.
Okay. That is the first book in comic form.
Volume 1, it says.
Oh, okay. So there could be multiple volumes. I think there probably are multiple volumes.
It's pretty hefty, dude.
I know. Let me see. Let me see where it ends up. Okay, so like the cover art is not necessarily great, and I hate that.
You know what?
That let's
talk about it.
Yeah, okay, so slap a Prime Video sticker on it. Now, an original...
It's
like,
not a sticker, though.
It's not even a sticker. They literally printed it on there.
It's part of the book.
The way they used to give you a sticker. Let's see.
And they did that with the Lord of the Rings too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, like the new covers for the Lord of the Rings, which look nice, you know. But it says now an Amazon Prime series. It's like this is not Lord of the Rings is not what you gave us.
Yeah. Okay, so clearly there are multiple books, multiple volumes.
So the book that ends
for the Eye of the World.
That ends where the book does not.
This ends about halfway through the book.
Halfway.
A little less than halfway, I think. There might be three volumes. How much was this?
$18 or something.
That's not bad. I mean, it there's a lot in here. And it does look like... I wonder what the attack is like. Oh. Oh, no, actually, I do wonder about this. The prologue.
The art's okay. It's not as good as my fantasy pick for you to read, which would be The Hedge Knight. But those are things that are way down the line. We're really getting ahead of ourselves.
It's a little disappointing, the prologue here, because that was the thing that, like, that initially grabbed me about the book series. I just picked up the first book because a friend of ours actually was reading it. And I read the prologue in the store and I was like, whoa. Because, like, the prologue for the first book, it, like, grabs you. And it's just like, what is this about? Like, this is crazy. Because it's such a good premise right away. And then, like, it just kind of goes from there. And then it's like, it takes time to build up from there again. But he does so many things in the book series that are amazing. I have no idea how they're going to do it in the show if they end up doing it. But I don't know. There's some cool things in there. I kind of like the artwork. I will be interested in reading it a little more proper when you're done with it. But like, are you enjoying it so far?
No, I haven't started.
Okay. You haven't begun it yet.
No. I will. I'll get to it. You know, we have to read all these little...
One-offs.
Grab bag month has been hard. and it's not that it's, you know...
Ryan's working for you people, because everybody should know.
We learned a lot, you know? We learned a lot. Yeah. And we read a lot of things that I've owned but haven't opened. So, I mean, you know, it's been interesting. I think we hit most of the brands, you know? We didn't do any IDW. I don't even think we did any Image Comics.
No.
But I will tell you that they are on the list for next month, which is a new month, a new theme.
Mm. So, well, I could run something by you, but I'll run it by you off of the air. See what you think.